got your theories. I know you got this feeling. Everyone's out to catch you. Faces, enemies always faces. Somehow you're always blameless, but that don't make you bulletproof. Pretending you don't know why it ended. You think the fault is alright. Mirror, you never checked the mirror, or you would have seen a killer staring right back with your eyes. You hear whispers when we're just talking. She pointing.
All right, checking mic, checking this very low volume mic, checking mic, going to play a song. Here we go. Very interesting song, 5.4 million views for some reason. All right, microphone is up. Looks like that's working. I have to turn it way up.
Theories, I know you got your theories. I know you got this feeling. Everyone's out to catch you. Faces, enemies always faces. Somehow you're always blameless, but that don't make you bulletproof. You hear whispers when we're just talking. She pointing fingers. Why we touch you, why we touch you. Pretending you don't know why it ended. You think the fault is alright. Mirror, you never checked the mirror, or you would have seen a killer staring right back with your eyes. You hear whispers when we're just talking. She pointing fingers. Why we touch you, why we touch you.
I love doing mortgages and getting people.
When no one's coming, but you keep running. There's no use running. You know you're your own assassin. You don't need no help with that. It's so bad that you've been stabbed.
I mean to kill you in 1 minute, Ned, or see you hanged in Fort Smith at Judge Parker's convenience. Which will it be?
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch!
Shoot them!
They're too far and they're moving too fast.
No grit.
And hello there. Good afternoon. Happy Monday, hopefully, for people. It is a Monday afternoon show. This is Kieran Riley with you for another edition of the Monday afternoon show. Go until 6 p.m. Lots to talk about. Lots to play in the realm of music. Lots of birthdays. Lots of anniversaries today. I'm going back. I've been skimping on the birthdays, anniversaries, death days, holidays, and festivals. Something I love to do. And there's a lot going on this day in history today. Trump got shot over the weekend. Just crazy stuff. And the Republican National Convention is happening right now in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as we speak. Who's the VP? Who's he going to pick? Who's the vice president? I say I hope it's Stormy Daniels for VP. Let's see what happens. You know you're your own assassin. You don't need no help with that. It's so bad that you've been stabbing. When you're gonna understand. You know you're your own assassin. You don't need no help with that. You know you're your own assassin. You know you're your own assassin. I want to give a big shout out to Tony Fallon. Hello, Tony, and congratulations for getting out of the hospital. He had some run-ins there in the hospital, but is now released and free to go. And I had the privilege and honor of doing his Irish show again last night. Irish show can be found on WGXC here every Sunday from 8 to 10 p.m. The last half hour from 9:30 to 10 is typically country music. So I got my country on there, played a bunch, and I got to say was pretty inspired. And I might play a couple country tunes today because, yeah, there's some good ones out there, folks. So welcome back, Tony. It is the Irish Cultural Arts Week in East Durham this week. It kicked off last night. The pubs are alive with the sound of music. Everything's green over there. It started last night. It goes for the entire week over there in Greene County in East Durham. It is a bastion of Irish cultural, just a pot of activity over there. So looking forward to getting over there. I will be contacting Tony and hopefully say a quick hello to him. But just lots going on at the Irish Arts Week in East Durham this week. Let's play a few clips, shall we?
Malcolm X, you were involved in a controversy some months ago with your leader. Is that over?
Well, I've been silent for the past 90 days because of some statements I made concerning the President of the United States, which were distorted.
They were distorted?
And yes. And,
what did you say, Malcolm?
Well, I said the same thing that everybody says, that his assassination was the result of the climate of hate.
But
I said the chickens came home to roost, and which means the same thing. Climate of hate means that this is the result of something. And when I said chickens coming home the roof, I said the same thing.
But you did not say that you were glad the president was killed.
No, that's what the press said.
Uh-huh.
What would I look like saying that I'm glad the president was killed?
Malcolm, this was your first public statement in that 90-day period, is it not?
First time I opened up my mouth in 90 days. That's why I'm talking so fast and so hot.
You did. Yeah. You feel, however, that that we're making progress.
No. I will never say that progress is being made. Knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress.
Mm-hmm.
You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow made. And they haven't even begun to pull a knife out, much less try and heal the wound.
They
won't even admit the knife is there.
You have any...
Shook me like a rag doll. No, that sound like a real man. I wanna show the world little girls are made of. six-pack in. I can feel the rumble like a cold black wind. It pulls in the dry gravel flats. He don't know.
Smith at Judge Parker's convenience. Which will it be?
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch!
Shoot them!
They're too far, they're moving too fast.
I'm shot to pieces.
Pray for the man from Texas.
We've got passion, we've got determination. Like, and if we set our sight.
It was back in 1942. I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. The sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man'll be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be a nervous Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men, follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. All at once, the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fool said to push on. Well, I'm not going to point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, soon even a tall man will be over his head. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
We're not downhearted yet.
This is the
last. They're filming it all for a reality 12%, we're not downhearted yet. They're filming it all for a reality show, so 12% we'll get.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not. Working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. Line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Came out, ringing the bell. Where in the hell could they be at? I'm about to leave, stepping slow. Where my truck was at? Who the f is that?
could it be a jack? Now I pull my strap, it's my man, and we have the same plan. Hit him, go Civic 94, looking funny though. Open up the car door, funny smile. Two already, third, Savvy Nas, this is Chevy. Chevy, this is Nas, and his man ready. Walked in the house, snatched off their clothes, ran through them holes. Plenty ice that they all seem to like. Can't find my man, heard a blam blam. Now I'm wondering, in this scam, do I even stand a chance? He killed the, took all they dough, fire in his eyes, higher than the sky, coming down the stairs. Now he wanting mine, reaching for my nine, aiming with our guns at each other's face at the same time. My nine on his lips is fit for my chin. I start whispering, put your gun down, we can skip town. Rocked him to sleep, pushed back his meat, lift off his chain, took it. Empty out, close range, shoot him up, just shoot him up, what?
Kill, 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 murder, murder, murder.
Shoot him up, just shoot him up, what?
Kill, 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 murder, murder, murder.
Shoot him up, just shoot him up, what? Shoot him up, just shoot him up, what?
Kill, 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 murder, murder, murder,
murder, murder, murder, murder, murder.
Were you ever taught when you were young? If you mess with things selfishly, they're bound to come undone. I'm not the only one that's been affected and resented every story you've spun, and I'm a lucky one. Cause there are people worse off that have suffered enough. Haven't they suffered enough? But you can't get enough of shutting down systems for personal gain, fighting fires with liars and praying for rain. Do you get off on pain? We're not pawns in your game, Commander-in-Chief. Honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-Chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? We were taught when we were young, if we fight for what's right, there won't be justice for just some. Won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets while you're bunkering down. Loud and proud, best believe we'll still take a knee while you're Commander-in-Chief. Honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? Streets while you're bunkering down. Won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets while you're Commander-in-Chief. Honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-Chief,
prison. Who knows when your clock is...
Now you masters of war, you that build all other guns, you that build dead plane. You that build the big bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind desks, just want you to know that I see through your mask. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes and turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly like the Judas of old. You lie, you deceive. World war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain. Like I see through the waters and run down my drain. You fasten the triggers for the others to fire and sit back and watch. When the death count gets higher, you hide in your mansion as the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and buried in the that's the worst fear that can never be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. Threatening my baby unborn and unnamed. Oh, you ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned. But there's one thing I know. Though I'm younger than you, even Jesus would never what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. Well, that's the worst fear that can never be heard.
That was Odetta covering Bob Dylan's Masters of War with a whole mishmash of songs you just heard. That's what we do here on the Monday Afternoon Show. You know, it's a funny, crazy, wild time, so I figured funny, crazy, wild music would be appropriate. We got some Hank Williams coming up. There's a few country songs I've been getting into today, partly because of covering Tony Fallon's show last night. We got Woody Guthrie's birthday. It was yesterday, July 14th, 1912. He's got a great one called Tear the Fascists Down. We heard Chumbawamba with Land of Do What You're Told. We heard before that Demi Lovato with Commander in Chief. We heard Nas from the album Nostradamus. Shoot 'em Up, of course, the clean version. Miranda Lambert kicked off things earlier with Gunpowder and Lead from her album Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Johnny Paycheck with Take This Job and Shove It. Classic. And we heard Pete Seeger with Big Muddy. That's a true story that was in a platoon in training in Louisiana where the captain died. But he kept saying, keep moving, keep going along. So Pete Seeger with the Big Muddy. And then a little clip from Malcolm X on the chickens coming home to roost. So more to come. We are going to go to the phones right now. We actually have a caller on the line. Caller, can you hear me?
Yeah. This is Wayne Coe.
Wayne, how's it going?
Excellent, excellent. I, like most people, I only know what you end up getting off the internet about this attempted assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Any attempted assassination is a bad thing. The 60s were full of assassinations. You know, John F. Kennedy, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and RFK. And being very studied on the MLK assassination and working on basically a timeline of all the different people involved, it is absolutely a government job, a unification of the state, the military, the domestic military, the FBI, organized crime, even down to the Klan. Complicated, but very well organized, very deliberate, including a lot of the provocations that brought King to Memphis during the sanitation strike. One of the principal ones being the death of a couple sanitation workers in their garbage truck. They were crushed. And the story was that they were out of the rain and there was a malfunction. But a witness who was one of the key conspirators in William Pepper's book said that those people were executed by a Klan member as a provocation, as I say, to bring King to Memphis for his execution. So back to the Trump. What have you heard, Kieran? What have you seen?
Probably everything that 99% of everyone else has seen and heard, with maybe a 1% little tidbit here and there questioning the narrative. So there's absolutely no alternative narrative whatsoever or alternative possibilities, no questioning that I have found. I mean, you can look at the circumstantial evidence, look at the circumstances on the ground, and just question. I think everyone should question, like, what the heck went on there on that day on Saturday? How is this kid allowed on a roof, jumping from rooftop to rooftop in a 1,500 yard square perimeter that the Secret Service has the duty to secure before a former president speaks? I just found it shocking that I found it absolutely shocking that this kid was able to be not only on the roof and nothing happened, but with an AR-15. So, you know, it's like, how did that happen? Was it really just a big blunder? You know, it's just, I feel like if I went to any kind of rally of anything and like got on a roof with an AR-15, I'm pretty sure that wouldn't fly too well. But anyway, so what have I heard?
I saw a witness video, and he said he saw, he and a bunch of people saw this young man with a rifle climbing onto the roof, and he said, and then bear crawling across the roof. He said they were all pointing and they were yelling, and they tried to get the attention of the police, and the police seemed confused or not interested. They couldn't figure it out. And they said from the time they saw him to when he took his shot, there was, he said, 2 or 3 minutes where the crowd was, you know, trying to get the attention of police officers that this thing was going on. And the relative distances, I believe it was 410 feet from the shooter to the stage with Donald Trump. And then there were snipers, and this was interesting because everyone's shooting with their phone. The next video that I saw was of, you know, a classic military sniper team with the spotter and the shooter up on a roof behind Donald Trump. And probably a lot of people have seen this. So there were snipers up there watching this guy. Did not take a shot till after he shot.
Yeah,
and
so
they're the ones who killed him.
So, you know, it's just, I feel like it's fair to ask the questions, you know, because we always assume everything we hear, oh, that's the case. But there's, it also, this particular situation for me breeds more questions. Like,
lots of questions. Like, even the witness who watched this kid for 2 or 3 minutes kept thinking, why aren't they telling Trump to, you know, get down? Why aren't they taking him off the stage? Why is he being allowed to continue to talk? So,
I mean, I guess what you're getting at is there's a question, a big question here. Was this thing allowed to happen? Was it basically permitted by, I mean, very controversial, very conspiratorial. I know people are out there probably laughing at us right now for even talking about it. But
if you read any books like JFK and the Unspeakable, which outlines the entire, I won't even call it CIA, the entire state plot for the execution of JFK in a very succinct manner by James Douglas with two S's. And then there's the 1999 Martin Luther King assassination conspiracy file, which, if you read it, lays out in, again, appalling detail the all the different local, state, and federal government agencies who were named by the jury in 1 hour as being responsible for King's death. You know, and one piece of evidence which came up many years later in 1914 with the deposition of a young man named Ron Akins, who was essentially the younger son of one of the key conspirators who was long dead. And he decided to tell everything he knew from the arrival of Clyde Tolson, who was second in command as a friend to the family in the late 50s, to Clyde Tolson taking his father on a trip and to England on the USS United States for a period of like 3 months. And then when they came back, his father, Russell Akins Sr., came to the family and said, "The coon has got to go." And this was obviously directly from Hoover's office because the trip was with Clyde Tolson. Okay. This was basically immediately after King was nominated for the Nobel Prize, which infuriated Hoover.
Right. So we've covered some of this, Wayne, before, but I think we got to wrap it up on the King assassination right now for now. And I
did want to talk about the connection between BlackRock and this
Okay, that's
commercial.
Okay, so we got to wrap it up. We're coming up on the 5 o'clock hour. I got to whatever, but it was a tidbit of the 1% of information that I found absolutely fascinating. Why don't you tell us what you found? What was the deal? What's the connection with the shooter and BlackRock Financial Organization?
What is the connection?
Yes. What did you find out?
There is a commercial where he appears as an actor playing a student in a BlackRock financial commercial selling education services.
Okay. So he's like
4K commercial. And here's this kid. What's he doing in that? And within, a year, he's climbing up with a rifle to shoot at a presidential candidate.
I also want to know what the heck was BlackRock doing in Bethel, Pennsylvania, making a commercial in the local high school?
I mean,
it's just weird, man. It's just a question.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been actors. It could have been entirely staged. The whole thing could be, a movie and movie props and movie sets. But it looks like an upscale commercial for BlackRock, and he only shows up, I think, twice.
Yeah, he's in the front row of a classroom. This is the shooter. Yeah. I'm sure BlackRock is going to decline to comment on that.
Anyway, there are too many strange things too quickly that make you wonder. Did someone decide it was time to let this presidential candidate be removed? Because you can buy that it's a glaring security failure, but that sounds like a wonderful excuse for a lot of failures.
Well, the other question I have, Wayne, the other question I have, if we're going to go down this hole, the end result is that what I believe, and I could be wrong here, but the end result of what happened on Saturday, I think, has given Donald Trump a very, very, very high likelihood that he will become president. This thing has catapulted him into the status of martyr, of victim. It plays into everything. So on the one hand, you could say, oh, maybe they wanted to warn the president. The deep state wants to warn the president. And they wanted to shoot him, but they missed. Or was this thing meant to get him into the White House?
It looks like he got shot in the ear, and it also looked like it grazed his face.
It does look like that. So it's just questions.
He didn't look like he had any idea what was going on. Once he got hit, he was like, ouch, and dropped to the ground. So,
I doubt he ever knows anything that's going on. But anyway.
I don't think.
We're going to leave it at that. We're going to leave it right there because I think we have 5 o'clock news coming up and we need a song or two. So I love the convo. I love that we can ask these questions on community radio here on the Monday afternoon show. And people should participate and just go deep and ask questions. I'll even give you the phone number to do it. It's 413-687-0421. We can talk right now if you want. So thank you, Wayne Coe, for calling in from Chatham, New York, to talk about the tough questions. I appreciate it always.
Yep. Thank you. And I'm out there, doing my good work for Jill Stein, President Jill Stein.
Okay. Bye-bye. So God bless you, Wayne, for still having hope in the democratic process, which is voting. I tend to be maybe a little more out on the other field on that one. It's not even the same field, I don't think. What is it? It's Dorothy Day. The Dorothy Day quote is, "Don't vote. It only encourages the bastards." She was a Catholic worker, leader, a nun, radical Catholic activist for peace and social justice. Quite a spitfire and leader, in my opinion. Then she should really be made a saint. But Dorothy Day said, "Don't vote. It only encourages the bastards." And the other quote, I don't know who said it, but it said, "If voting did anything at all, it would be made illegal." So, on that note, we're going to go good old down-home country music coming on to the 5 o'clock hour here on the Monday Afternoon Show. Again, if you want to call in, 413-687-0421. We're broadcasting from a remote, somewhat disclosed location in Housatonic, Massachusetts, right here in South Berkshire County. It is the Monday Afternoon Show. This is Kieran Riley. And thank you, folks, for listening. Here's some Roger Miller.
Well, I think I finally found me a surefire way to forget. It's so simple, I'm surprised I hadn't done thought of it before yet. It's foolproof. Well, it's foolhardy maybe, but who knows. Anyway, here I am walking toward where the cold, dark water flows. 'Cause all it takes is one dying and a burying. One dying and a burying. Some crying, six carrying me. I want to be free. Oh, I want to be free. Free from all this heartache and regret. And free from pining for the love I can't forget. The love that once was warm and then just somehow turned to hate. Made my life a prison from which there's only one escape. That's one dying and a burying. One dying and a burying. Some crying, six carrying me. I want to be free. One dying and a burying. One dying and a burying. Some crying, six carrying me. I want to be free.
That's right, that was Roger Miller. One dying and a burying. Just about 5 o'clock. I want to thank Wayne Coe for calling in again. Folks, you can weigh in on this tough stuff if you really want. I promise it'll be fun stuff just to talk about. 413-687-0421. Here's something from the 90s. It's an intro to an album called The Soul Assassins.
Attention! The time has come!
Soul assassin. Soul assassin.
Assassin.
Soul assassin. Soul.
Attention!
It's actually a really great album. That was the intro to Soul Assassin Muggs Presents. We're going to the news in just a second here. Thank you all for listening on this birthday of Will Ferrell, born in 1967. Oh, man, we got to play some Will Ferrell audio. We heard some John Wayne audio, actually, in the beginning of the show. I forgot to mention that was from the movie True Grit. It wasn't AR-15s that they were using, but definitely a shoot 'em up scene right there from True Grit. That's the birthday of Linda Ronstadt, born in 1946, the singer. Don't go away. We got news coming up right now and another hour of the Monday Afternoon Show. So please stick with us. And as always, thank you for listening. And we are back on the Monday afternoon show. Thanks again, everyone who's listening. We're getting a little country today. It looks like Republican vice presidential candidate has been picked, and it to my dismay, I was really hoping for Stormy Daniels for VP. I kind of knew it wasn't going to happen, but, you know, you never know. Maybe the deep state really wanted Stormy Daniels to be vice president. You never know. You just never know. You got to ask the questions, right? Instead, it's J.D. Vance. There's a real Appalachian rebel. Wrote a memoir called Hillbilly Elegy. He is a junior senator from Ohio and is the first millennial to be nominated for vice president in U.S. history. Whatever millennial even means, I'm sure you all have different ideas. So J.D. Vance, just a good old-fashioned working man's representative right there from Ohio. I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's just got all our best interests, like they all do. They all really have the country's best interests at heart. They really do. Stop being so cynical, people. Here's the band Perry, If I Die Young.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. Oh, oh, oh. Lord, make me a rainbow, I'll shine down on my mother. She'll know I'm safe with you when she stands under my colors. Oh, you think it ought to be, you know, ain't even gray, but she buries her baby, the sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time. If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me short life. Well, I've had just enough time, and I'll be wearing white when I come into your kingdom. I'm as green as the ring on my little cold finger. I've never known the loving of a man, but it sure felt nice when he was holding my hand. There's a boy here in town, says you'll love me forever. Thought forever couldn't be severed by the sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough. Never did is done. A penny for my thoughts, oh no, I'll sell them for a dollar. They're worth so much more after I'm a goner. And maybe then you'll hear the words I've been singing. Funny when you're dead how people start listening. Just enough time. So put
best bed, tear shed, queen bee must squeeze. The stage of smells, tells, hells, bells, misspells, knocks me on my knees. It didn't hurt, flirt, blood, squirt, stuff, shirt like me on a tree. After I count down three rounds in hell, I'll be in good company.
Marley, right there with Fussin' and Fightin'. Such a great reggae song right there by Rita. Good stuff. Got to have a little reggae in there. We've been playing all sorts of stuff. We had the Dead South with In Hell We'll Be in Good Company. And it's the birthday of Linda Ronstadt. Might have to play some of that. But we have one anniversary in particular that took place on this day in history in 1978. The Longest Walk ended. This was 30,000 Native Americans enter Washington, D.C. after crossing the country on foot to raise awareness for the history of genocide, land theft, and the conditions on the ground of Native Americans in the United States. So I'm going to play All Nations Rise by Lila June in honor of that walk. Should be coming up right here. This is Lila June with All Nations Rise. Just stand by.
Answers to the prayers of our ancestors. People, shine your light, we are equal. I remember the days when our prayers were illegal. I remember the days when being Indian was lethal. Yeah, we had a rough past, but get ready for the sequel. Get ready for the glorious comeback of our people. Oh, yeah. Rise up, all you warriors of love, all you answers to the prayers of our ancestors from above. I can feel it in my heart. Can you feel it in your blood? I can hear the seventh fire calling us to wake up, wake
all
up.
All nations rise, rise up, cause now's your time. We don't have to hide anymore, cause now's the time. All nations rise, rise up, cause now's your time. We don't have to hide anymore, cause now's the time. With forgiveness as my bow and my prayers as my arrows, pull them back and let go. I watch them fly like sparrows, have hope. Yeah, have hope. With compassion as my shield and faith down to my marrow, I will walk the pollen path even when it gets narrow. Yeah, yeah, I resurrect. Yes, you can bet
that we seen the single mama raising children on the res. We seen domestic violence tear apart what we have left. We seen the alcohol take it all and leave us dead. We seen the children take their lives when they can't take the dread anymore.
It's a war.
Can't take the dread anymore.
It's a war.
No, we can't take the dread anymore.
It's a war.
No, we can't take the dread anymore.
It's a war.
Yeah.
It's a war, but we've seen it all before. And now we know we can change it, cause that's why we were born. We know we are the ones that we have been waiting for.
We are the ones Grandma has been praying for.
So rise up, all you warriors of love, all you answers to the prayers of our ancestors from above. I can feel it in my heart. Can you feel it in your blood? I can hear the seventh fire calling us to wake up.
Wake up.
Pueblo hermoso, levántense, es nuestro tiempo. No tienes que esconderte más. Ahora es nuestro tiempo.
Mujer indígena, tú eres tan sagrada. Traigas medicina de tu suelo todavía.
A pesar del abuso de tu cuerpo y tu tierra, respetamos tus ancestros y la suya cultura.
Hombre indígena, tú eres honorable
y yo veo la fuerza que todavía sobrevive.
A pesar del abuso de tu raza venerable,
yo respeto tus ritos, tus danzas, tus padres.
Somos guerreros del amor y guerreros de la paz y no vamos a escondernos más.
Somos guerreros del amor y guerreros de la paz y no vamos a escondernos más.
All nations rise.
They say that history is written by the victors.
Rise up,
but how can there be a victor when the war isn't over? The battle has only just begun, and Creator is sending his very best warriors. And this time, it isn't Indians versus cowboys. No, this time, it is all the beautiful races of humanity together on the same side, and we are fighting to replace our fear with love. And this time, bullets, arrows, and cannonballs won't save us. The only weapons that are useful in this battle are the weapons of truth, faith, and compassion.
Getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My fishing pole's broke, the creek is full of sand. My woman run away with another man. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My distant uncle passed away and left me quite a batch. And I was living high until the fatal day. A lawyer proved I wasn't born, I was only hatched. Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. I'm wearing all the time is full of holes and nails. And brother, if I stepped on a worn out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heads or tails. I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow, cause nothing's ever gonna be alright no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
That's some truth telling singing right there by Hank Williams Sr. I'll never get out of this world alive. And I think that must be the truth right there. And of course, Lila June, some indigenous music with All Nations Rise on this anniversary of the Longest Walk in 1978. The American Indian Movement was very active and strong at this time. They had battled with the federal government for recognition rights, for the right to existence, for years at that point. And a very, very intense time. And here we are, years, decades later, still facing these same questions. But in 1978, on this day, 30,000 Native Americans entered Washington, D.C. after crossing the country in the Longest Walk. And I think June-san must have been there. She might have been there. The Buddhist monks from the Nipponzon Myoji Order of monks and nuns at the Peace Pagoda. There's a Peace Pagoda in Grafton, New York, outside of Troy, and a Peace Pagoda, the New England Peace Pagoda, of course, in Leverett, Massachusetts. These monks and nuns have been doing the good work, walking the walk, and chanting the chants and drumming the drum for decades and decades now. So we have Will Ferrell's birthday, of course. I had to mention that one. The artist Rembrandt was born on this day in 1606. It's the death day of Anton Chekhov. The playwright died in 1904 on this day. And Francis Bebe was born in 1929 on this day, guitarist and author. Let's see, holidays, festivals. In 1548 began La Paz Day in Bolivia. It's big celebrations down in Bolivia, I assume, today. And in Germany, it's Kinderzeche Day. Imagine this for a twist of history, but in 1632, an army of Swedes approach Dinkelsbühl in Deutschland, invading Swedes coming into Germany in 1632, and hordes of singing children swayed the colonel of the Swedish army to call off the attack. Maybe we should get a bunch of singing children. I don't know if it's going to sway off the colonels in the Pentagon, but hey, maybe it's worth a shot. It's St. Swithin Day in England. St. Swithin. You didn't know who St. Swithin was? Neither did I. Well, this takes place in England. The Bishop of Winchester was Swithin. He died in the year 862. He was buried outside the cathedral as he wished. And so he'd always be close to the townspeople. Later, monks thought it would be more appropriate to move him into the cathedral where other heroes were buried. But as they started to move the bishop's remains, a storm began and lasted for 40 days. The monks decided they better leave St. Swithin where he'd wanted to be. And some people still say that weather on St. Swithin's day, rainy or fair, will continue for 40 days. I guess that's only true in England. And I really hope it's only true in England, because 90-something degrees and humid and hot, hot times. Summer in the city. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hope people are staying cool, finding your swim holes. I went in the Rojan with the dog today. I jumped right in that river. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even bring my bathing suit. I went in my skivvies. Nobody was around. Dog just hung out and swam in the Rojan. And I don't even know, actually, technically, if you're supposed to swim in that little creek. I don't think there's runoff. I don't think there's any kind of danger there. And I only did kind of a couple of dips. I didn't hang out in the river for too long. So the Rojan, over here in South Berkshire County, we have the Green River. And there are some spots over here in that crystal, clear, cold, beautiful water that we have. We're so lucky to have fresh bodies of water that we can swim in and dip in on these hot, hot days. So I hope everyone's hanging in there. We are going to go now to Rita Marley's deceased husband, Bob. Here's Natural Mystic. You're listening to the Monday Afternoon Show. Hope you're enjoying. Robert Nesta Marley, Natural Mystic. If you listen carefully, you will hear really good stuff. Yesterday was Woody Guthrie's birthday. This guy's a legend. And in this Tear the Fascist Down, it used to be that if you were against fascism, you were sympathetic to the Russians and the Chinese. Now, if you're at all sympathetic to the Russians and or the Chinese, you are labeled, I don't know what you're labeled. I can't really call you a fascist, but it's like, commie? I think I've been hearing this word thrown out again, like left and right, and, you know, these commies. These commies are coming and protesting, and these commies are coming out. I'm like, wow, we really repeat the history. But anyhow, here is Woody Guthrie. Happy birthday. Born in 1912. And on the cover of this, he has his guitar, which is written in big letters, "This machine kills fascists." His guitar, that is. So, Tear the Fascists Down. Here it is. Hope you enjoy.
a bloody fight round this whole world tonight. In the battle, the bombs and shrapnel rain. Hitler told the world around he would tear our union down. But our union's gonna break them slavery chains. And our union's gonna break them slavery chains. I walked up on a mountain in the middle of the sky. Could see every farm and every town. I could see all the people in this whole wide world. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down, down, down. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down. When I think of the men and the ships going down while the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it takes them to tear the fascists down. But when I think of the ships and the men going down and the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it takes them to tear the fascists down.
What do you got, three? On his birthday. Another one, Linda Ronstadt. Happy birthday, Linda Ronstadt, born in 1946. Here she is.
Thank you.
England, Ronstadt. You're No Good on her birthday. What a great song right there. Belting it out. We're coming up on the 6 o'clock hour, running out of time here on the Monday afternoon show. Got a couple anniversaries to share for you. Some more. In 1917, on this day, 50,000 lumberjacks strike for an 8-hour day. 4 years later, 1921, 103 IWW, International Workers of the World, members were driven out of Aberdeen, Washington by a mob of businessmen. Mobs of businessmen. In 1945, on this day, the atomic bomb was officially tested. And in 1954, U.S. Border Patrol begins what was known as Operation Wetback, which is basically a racial slur, but that was the official government name of the operation. Over 1 million people were deported to Mexico, and any, quote, Mexican-looking people were to be stopped in the street and demanded identification. In 1863, anti-draft riots end after 3 days of protest in New York City. In 1955, 52 Nobel laureates call on all national states to renounce force as an act of policy. And this was in Manau, West Germany. Unfortunately, it sounds like it fell on mostly deaf ears. Here we are, 75 years later. In 1991, the Center for Anti-War Action was established in Belgrade, Yugoslavia. In 2010, the British Petroleum oil spill was, quote, contained after spilling over 4.9 million barrels of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. I don't know how you can even use the word contained after a disaster like that. In 2002, on this day, 150 Nigerian women nonviolently shut down Chevron Corporation operations for a week, demanding jobs and electricity. Nigeria is something like the fifth largest supplier or exporter or producer of oil. And, of course, the wealth of the African people often ends up in other people's hands, such as Chevron Corporation. Well, Chevron agreed in this case to the demands of the 150 women. And in more Native American history, the athlete Jim Thorpe. Jim Thorpe was a Native American that attended the Carlisle School for Industry and something or other, which was basically a re-education internment camp for Native American children to assimilate them into the white culture by force and brutality and terror and trauma. He survived this Carlisle School and became an incredible athlete. He went to the Stockholm Olympics on this day in 1912. He won the gold medal in the decathlon. And earlier in the Olympics, he had won the gold medal in the pentathlon as well. Well, the authorities did not like that, and they stripped his medals from him on a technicality, something about him playing baseball somewhere in a minor league capacity somewhere in the United States. And just, you know, absolute act of racism by the Olympic Committee there. Well, in 1982, the medals were reinstated posthumously after Jim Thorpe. I remember reading his biography when I was a kid. Pretty amazing athlete, this Jim Thorpe. So after he passed away, they gave him his medals back. So, you know, baby steps, maybe, baby steps. And lastly, in more Native American history, in 1970 on this day, 8 years before the Longest Walk ended in Washington, D.C. on this day, in 1970, the Oglala Sioux seized land on top of Sheep Mountain in South Dakota and demanded its return. So there you go. That's a historical action right there on the Monday afternoon show. This is Kieran here, just basically wrapping it up. We got a couple more songs for you. We're going to go to a Dolly Parton song, but we're going to Iran. An Iranian American woman named Rubina covers Jolene and does some of the song in Arabic. I have never heard anything like this before, and so played it on Tony Fallon's show last night. At the end of the Irish show, here's Rubina, some Persian covering Dolly, some Persian flavor covering Dolly Parton. Enjoy. Thanks so much for listening to the Monday afternoon show. As always, hope you enjoy this one. Let's see.
Sent manna down from heaven, are you satisfied yet? I said, oh Lord, I need a map, and my bones are tired. So Lord, lit my path with a pillar of fire. Still I called upon the Lord. I said, I don't trust the government. He said, give unto Caesar, pay your dues, and settle all your debt. What's done in the dark will come to the light. So keep your chin up, kid, and suffer the fight. Light my way, show me the path. Test me by fire, beat the devil back. My fate won't fail, my mind's made up. Sometimes a man's gotta say, enough is enough. To the Lord, the world is getting bad. Might as well cheat, take what I can grab. I walk a narrow path when I'm already beat. I spend 40 long years in the desert heat. The Lord said, do you trust me? Do you believe in truth that there's a line between good and evil? I said, I believe I do. And a man who knows what's right will stand when something's wrong. Soon you're gonna know exactly which side you are on. Light my way, show me the path. Test me by fire, beat the devil back. My feet won't fail, my mind's made up.
is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Hurt my way, show me the path. Test me by fire, beat the devil back. My feet won't fail. Mind's made up. Sometimes a man's gotta say enough is enough.
Hey brother Christian, with your high and mighty Aaron, your action speaks so loud I can't hear what you're saying. Hey sister, bleeding heart, with all of your compassion, your labors do the hurt but can assuage temptation. Hey man of science, with your perfect rules of measure, can you improve this place with the data that you gather? Hey mother mercy, can your love bear fruit forever? Is your fecundity a tremble or a treasure? Did you see your children cry when you left them at the station? Hey, moral soldier, you've got righteous proclamations and precious stones to fuel your faulty conflagrations. And I want to conquer the world, give all the idiots a brand new religion, put an end to poverty and cleanliness and toil, promote equality.
On Chewy.
Trouble in Custer, South Dakota yesterday after...
President Johnson transmits the bill to Congress as Attorney General.
The great lie is that it is civilization. It's not civilized. It has been literally the most bloodthirsty, brutalizing system ever imposed upon this planet. That is not civilization. That's the great lie, is that it represents civilization. That's the great lie. Or if it does represent civilization, and that's truly what civilization is, then the great lie is that civilization is good for us. I think that we really need to put serious thought into understanding that we're dealing with a disease. You know, it's like there's this predator energy on this planet. And this predator energy feeds upon the essence of the spirit. Feeds upon the essence of the human being, the spirit. Now, this predator energy can take fossil fuel and other resources out of the earth, turn it into fuel to run a machine system. But in order for there to be a need for that system, and in order for that system to work, they have to mine our minds to get at the essence of our spirit.